Oh, how you doing?
All right.
I'm glad to hear it. Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin property taxpayers. Before we get started, this week's episode is sponsored by Eminent Domain Services, a law firm dedicated to defending Wisconsin property owners who are involved in eminent domain and other property rights issues. They've had cases involving transmission lines, roadway projects, and pipelines, all the way to property tax and special assessment appeals. They're experts in fighting for Wisconsin property owners. Contact WPT for a referral as a benefit of membership or visit them at WisconsinImmanentDomain.com. Sincerely, thank you very much for being here. Last time I checked, I'm Paul Roseski. Since this episode is dropping on Thursday the 6th, missed my chance to wish you a happy Cinco de Marcho yesterday. Hopefully everyone in the upper half of the state was able to safely travel through the big mounds of snow and cleared away without incident. Setting you up for the rest of the week ahead, Friday is the first day of Lent, so it's probably no surprise that it's National Tartar Sauce Day to go along with all those fish fries. I would encourage you to celebrate that one, maybe skip International Fanny Pack Day on Saturday, but Sunday, go all in on National Day of Unplugging. And good luck to everyone competing in the Badger State Winter Games this weekend and the WIAA State Gymnastics Championships this weekend, as well as the State High School Hockey Playoffs. Whatever you do this weekend, do it responsibly. Now, let's jump into some news together. And let's start with a very busy day at the Capitol. I'll give you a recap of what happened on Tuesday. A whole bunch of big, contentious issues were all addressed. It's like everyone woke up last week and decided they were ready to kick it into high gear. An energy committee decided to address the elephant in the room and have a hearing on whether the in-state energy companies should have the right of first refusal on building the transmission lines in our state, or if they should go out to competitive bid. It was a massively debated and lobbied issue last session, and this year it's no different. If you want to see opposing viewpoints on the topic, there are articles arguing each side of this debate arriving any day now into the mailboxes of WPT members in the spring edition of our newsletter, The Freehold. This was a rare event where the Assembly and the State Energy Committees held a joint hearing because they knew the can of worms they were opening here, and they wisely killed two birds with one stone. This is also a rare event in the fact that they only heard testimony on this one bill, and the hearing lasted nearly 4.5 hours, all said and done. That same day, it was a press conference to announce legislation to take aim at the healthcare industry. This time, it was to promote regulating pharmacy benefit managers, which are companies that act as middlemen in the prescription drug market, to require accountability and transparency from them, since 89% of the market is controlled by three PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers, dictating the rebates, the prices, and the availability to drugs to independent pharmacies and rural areas throughout the state. It's a big bill with a lot of areas it's touching, including dispensing, reimbursements, penalties, auditing, prohibiting retaliation, all sorts of stuff. Meanwhile, the Assembly Judiciary Committee was hearing bills that dealt with some heavy topics on things like the consequences of human trafficking, child trafficking, and whether the consequences for repeat offenders should change. Also that day, there was a press conference by another group of lawmakers proposing a bill to set the dates and the goals for Wisconsin to reduce carbon emissions by 50% by 2030 and be fully carbon neutral by 2050. Also on Tuesday was a press conference by a group of lawmakers proposing to take our rainy day fund and put it on standby and be ready to use it as a stopgap against any of the sudden freezes in federal funding. And when you thought that was enough, the Committee on Sporting Heritage had a hearing for feedback on the ongoing rule changes to the wolf population and elk management programs. Those are just two topics alone, reviewing and questioning the rules and the regulations. That one clocked in at 3.5 hours of zones and tags and quotas, etc., etc. The quote of the meeting for that one came when one of the senators asked how many groups had input on the wolf management program over the past couple of years of listening sessions, recommendations, etc. Looked like there was 28 that had registered on this, and she asked whether any of the 28 groups thought the plan was exactly what they wanted, and with a number of chuckles, the answer was no, at which point she said that it probably means that nobody's happy, it's compromise, and this is on the right track. And that is an update for what happens on a Tuesday in the Capitol. In other news, the newest Marquette Law School poll was released today, and there were a couple things that I thought were interesting. Let's start by confirming this assumption. Wisconsin has never been more polarized than this moment in history. Usually, presidential approval ratings hover in the 40s or 50s, so it may sound normal that President Trump is currently at a 47% approval rating. However, that is not the whole story. Get a load of this. Republicans give the president a 92% job approval rating. Meanwhile, the Democrats come in at a 97% disapproval rating. And the numbers then average out and equalize to us looking purple. But in reality, there are some topics that the parties are simply like oil and water on. As a side note, the favorability rating for Elon Musk is almost exactly in the same boat. He also is at a 97% disapproval rating from voters that identify as Democrats. I don't think I've ever seen those types of numbers in a poll. In related news from the Marquette poll, for everyone concerned about the upward trend of our property taxes, there seem to be some very mixed messages in the public sentiment, which frankly, I think is fascinating. The poll has been asking a question about which is more important, reducing property taxes or increasing spending on public schools. For a long time, increasing spending on public schools has been more important, but the trend recently has shifted. Typically, only around 40 to 45% said reducing property taxes was more important, and 50 to 55% said increasing school funding was more important. In the past 2 years, it's shifted, and now we have 59% saying reducing property taxes is more important, and 40% saying increasing spending on schools is more important. Meanwhile, in 2024, a record number of referenda were proposed, with 60% passing in the spring and 77% passing in the fall. So on one hand, 60% of referenda are passing, which increases property taxes. And on the other hand, 60% of people saying reducing property taxes is more important than increasing school spending. So which one is it, Wisconsin? You're talking out of both sides of your mouth here. How about this one? A different nationwide poll showed that 65% of voters say reducing the growth of federal government is good for the economy, while 25% say it's bad. The survey also found that 49% say it's possible to reduce defense spending by 8% without risking national security of the United States. So I was curious to see if there's any public sentiment on DOGE and see if that lined up. Well, it seems reasonable, but then again, we're wildcard Wisconsin. The Marquette poll shows a skepticism of DOGE. The poll asks whether Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency is properly carrying out Trump's agenda, with 47% saying it is, and 53% saying it is disrupting programs required by law. This seems like a mistake, because I could argue that DOGE is carrying out Trump's agenda and that it's disrupting programs required by law. It's not an either or. Both can be true, so I must be missing something there. Also interesting is that based on the Marquette Law School polling numbers, Act 10 is still a pretty closely measured issue, with a slight edge of 54% thinking that it should be struck down. Independents are split 51-47 against, but interestingly enough, a third of Republicans, over 33%, think it should be struck down, with 17% of Democrats going against party sentiment and thinking it should be upheld. It honestly makes no sense. People are willing to increase funding to their local schools but don't want property taxes. Well, if Act 10 gets repealed, it will make every school district property tax levy go up by hundreds of dollars, and that doesn't include the local municipality budgets. And the county budgets, each of those lines would also go up. So at least three things would get jumps to the already jumping numbers on property tax bills. Is it just me, or are we our own worst enemies? And finally, today's trivia answer. I leave you with a quote from the 30th President of the United States, Calvin Coolidge, who said, "The appropriation of public money is always perfectly lovely until someone else is asked to pay the bill." Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every snow-covered corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.